Hello, friends. Welcome back to the morgue. This is Jane Doe, and today I am bringing you an autopsy of the infamous Swing Talk creator, Christina. Christina first became somewhat of a public figure when she began sharing that she is a swinger and or in the quote-unquote lifestyle on TikTok. After sharing her and her husband's adventures and stories, she eventually ended up gaining more traction as she was featured in several online articles, journalists were writing about her, blogs have written about her. There's several groups and pages on various social media outlets who also follow, keep up to date, and post about Christina. So I originally found and began following Christina maybe a year ago, and it was right as she was gaining more traction on TikTok for, you know, being an advocate and a voice for those in the lifestyle and being very proud and, you know, announcing that this is, excuse that, my life's falling apart. She was very proud of the fact that she was in the lifestyle, and she, from the beginning, was promoting it in a very positive way, giving people a place to feel as if they have a community, other people in the lifestyle, people who, you know, a lot of times being involved in something like swinging is looked down upon, and people don't want to speak freely that they enjoy this with their partner because of the just the way that it's looked at in the world, really. It seems to be such a stigma and a thing that people think, well, if you do this, your marriage is not happy, you're not fulfilled. I think it's often, you know, associated with slut shaming as well. People look down on women who want to have more than one partner and have sexual experiences, and whether it be a married woman who is couple swapping or engaging in sex with men other than her husband, or in Christina's case, she was very openly bisexual and freely voiced that she enjoyed being with other women, and it was a huge motivator in why she and her husband became swingers. As it went on, it became common knowledge as well that Christina had a penchant for cheating on her husband. Allegedly. But it came from her own mouth that she often had cheated on her husband, and that that was also a driving force in their decision to become swingers and a part of the lifestyle. They promoted lifestyle events and parties that they went to. They created TikTok content with other Swing Nation, Swing Talk creators. They formed friendships via TikTok. She also has an OnlyFans account as well as a paid private Snapchat, from my understanding. And all seemed well. I was a fan at the beginning. I thought it was really nice that she was bringing awareness and trying to take the stigma and the negative connotations away from the lifestyle and swinging. So Christina and her husband reside in Michigan, and they have traveled all around from Nashville to swinger resorts and also collaborating and getting down and dirty with other folks in the lifestyle. Nothing wrong with it. Christina and her husband Mark also have children. I believe two, but I'm not sure. One of which is allegedly now 18. And as Christina gained more traction on social media, people began to drag her children into it, which I think is pretty disgusting. Whatever she and her husband choose to do in their private time really doesn't have anything to do with their children. As long as these children are taken care of and in a healthy, happy home, who cares if their parents are swingers? And I'm not even sure that the children knew at the time. Where it got a little bit odd for me was when Christina started promoting an Etsy shop that one of her daughters had created, and they were making handmade BDSM collars. Collars, leashes, necklaces, and so on. Christina had previously stated numerous times that her children weren't aware of the swinging. They were very much sheltered from the sexual aspect of her and her husband's life, and that they didn't expose them to that. But for your child to be creating collars in the bondage category and leashes, allegedly, to some extent, it would seem that the said daughter has an idea of what's going on. No? It also now has come to light that her children know that she shares explicit material for sale on OnlyFans. Throughout the swinging, the lifestyle, and sharing their life, essentially, on TikTok, Christina and her husband, Mark, met another couple. Mind you, there were other couples previous to that, and all of these friendships seem to deteriorate, and Christina somewhat seems to always be in the center of it, of the conflict. And, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. If everyone has a problem with you, or you have a problem with everyone, perhaps you're the issue. That's just my opinion. So, as her relationship with some other popular swing talkers deteriorated, they met another couple named Mark and Misty, which I've briefly covered in my initial autopsy into the KM3 drama. So, Christina and Mark meet Matt and Misty. And they allegedly fall in love with each other's spouses and announce that they're polyamorous and continue on having this relationship with another couple. A bit into that, both couples announce that they are getting divorced and that they are leaving their spouses for the spouses from the other marriage that they've been in a relationship with. Which, you know, if that's what makes you happy, all for it. So much drama, I feel like, surrounds this woman on TikTok. It's become very hard to keep up because she is constantly either getting banned or deleting her account. She has so many accounts that it's hard to follow her and keep track. She goes live quite often, and if you say anything against the grain, it is pretty much TikTok common knowledge that you're going to be banned from her page, from her live. So, essentially, when you become the voice and the face, per se, of the lifestyle, and you're putting this out there, it is going to garner some negativity. With any quote-unquote public figure, when you begin creating and putting out content, you're putting yourself out there for potential negative feedback. And I think that's just a part of it. No matter what you're sharing, what you're creating, what you're doing. In this world, you're going to get criticism no matter what. So I personally, I think it would be nice if she wouldn't have so many moderators on her lives and would address questions that people have, even though she may not like what they're saying. It would be nice if she didn't just immediately block people and would answer this. She tends to only acknowledge positive comments, and anything that is less than positive, they're blocked immediately and it's never addressed. So that, I think, kind of stinks. I like someone who can properly defend themselves, articulate properly, and isn't afraid of a little bit of criticism and will stand their ground. I don't think blocking really, you know, I don't know. It's not something I particularly do. I like a good casual verbal assault. To each their own. So, with Christina and all of the drama that has come about, there's several TikTok accounts, Instagram accounts, YouTube channels, blogs, Reddit threads, you name it, they're following the drama with Christina. So if you just Google the name, you're probably going to find some stuff. So a lot of the drama began when she was claiming she was being harassed. People doxed her, which initially I didn't know what that means, but apparently it means that someone makes your home address or your personal information public knowledge on any various public platform. That is what it means to be doxed. So her home is now up for sale, and she claims it is because she's been doxed and her home address was posted on various different sites and that she doesn't feel safe, which truly, I do not blame her. I can't imagine. That would be horrible and terrifying for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people to know where you live. Your home is supposed to be your safe place. And for someone to post and go through the trouble of finding that information and then post it for so many people to have readily at their fingertips, I think is pretty disgusting. And, you know, I hope she and her family remain safe and that no crazy people attempt to harm them, given the severe amount of backlash and hatred she seems to get on TikTok. With that being said, while I don't wish them harm, I do think that she should maybe take a beat, stay off of social media, and focus on herself and her family. I imagine that all of this public attention has drastically affected her life, her family's lives, and mostly her children. At this rate, with someone like me who has no idea really who she was prior to that, it stands to reason that if it's going across the U.S. and perhaps farther, definitely people local to them are aware of this. And, you know, it's a big bad world out there. I imagine this is being brought up to her children at school or at events that they attend, things like that. And I hope that they have thick skin, because I can't imagine what they're probably dealing with their mom being so openly out there with private information, sexual habits, selling pornography on the internet, various different issues she's had with people. She's reached out to their commanding officers in military, someone she had a disagreement with, because apparently it is against whatever regulations. If you are in the military, you cannot sell pornography online. So when they had a disagreement, she took it upon herself to reach out to that person's commanding officer to get them in trouble. And that's really next level, I think. You don't mess with people's livelihoods. It's just, you know, really dirty. And I think when you do things like that, naturally people are going to react. but the reaction is not something she's willing to deal with or accept or even acknowledge. It's very a woe is me, I'm the victim always mentality is what it kind of comes off as throughout her lives and the videos that she posts. And now, after announcing the divorces amongst the two couples, now everyone has broken up. And everyone has appearingly gone back to their initial spouse, which has also created a ton of problems. It appears that Christina's husband, Mark, broke up with his girlfriend, Misty, via text. However, she had purchased and financed a vehicle for him to drive, and he refuses to give the car back. Mark, it's called a J-O-B. Get one and don't live off of a woman. That's not cute and it's not cool. Misty and Matt, who were married, are married, are possibly getting divorced, who really knows, are alleging that Christina continuously harasses them. On all methods, she is allegedly blocked, and so now she's began emailing them. Both couples appear to always be at the police department. I imagine they're on a first-name basis at this point. And as of the recording of this episode, Christina has admitted on a live on TikTok that she did ecstasy with her daughter, who is allegedly 18. There's so much to unpack in that situation. As someone who continuously preaches that she protects her children from her life choices, the sexual side of her lifestyle, all of her decisions, she says she has sheltered her children. This is not something I personally would ever do. And it's hard to not have some judgment because, I mean, what kind of a parent is doing drugs with their child? No words. No words. And now Matt and Misty have alleged that she also partook in drug use with their underage son, who I believe is 14. Let that sink in. There's truly so much to unpack with this woman. I don't even know that I could go over it all, that I even remember it all. You need a fucking Venn diagram to keep track of these people and the drama. A binder, a notebook, a spreadsheet, perhaps. Personally, my heart breaks for Misty. She seems like a very fragile individual. I hope that she has some strong-minded friends or family that can help her grow a backbone and stop letting people walk on her, whether it be her husband or her boyfriends or Christina or whomever. I just don't really think she's cut out for this type of attention and drama. That being said, back to our current autopsy, Christina. I have reached out to her and I offered to let her come on this podcast and speak her truth, to which I received one response and then she completely ghosted, which is fine, but I thought she might like it since she enjoys the attention so much. Maybe not. So yes, as of to date, there is a channel that I love and I will recommend to you guys. She has been covering all of the drama with these TikTok creators. Her name is Auntie, A-U-N-T-E-A. And I'm into the pun. I get what she's doing and I like it. So, throughout her coverage of this, Christina has taken note of her coverage of their situation, and she's wildly unhappy, apparently, about the things that have been shared and disclosed and uncovered about potential drug use with children. Which, if it's your child, it's your child, whether she's 18 or not. And then doing drugs with someone else's child that's underage is just a whole other beast. And this is all alleged for legal reasons. It's a lot, you guys. It's a lot to unpack. As I mentioned, Christina initially was really connecting with other swing talk creators on TikTok, meeting up, hanging out, doing meetups, doing couple swapping, all of the things. It seems that all of her relationships, essentially, that she had built in the swing talk field and group of people, it seems they've all deteriorated, which, again, if you're the common denominator, maybe you're the fucking problem. Just saying. I fully plan to continue this as some sort of a series because the drama is ever unfolding, and I think it's interesting, to say the least, that people truly live this way with all of this chaos. I can't imagine. I'd be trembling in a panic attack. My nerves would be shot. The latest update from Christina's live. Mind you, Christina has been accused of falsifying documents, police reports. She claimed that the FBI was involved in an online bullying case against her and people harassing her. And she now claims that she has a protective order against Matt, who is the husband of Missy and Christina's ex-boyfriend, and that he has an order to stop speaking about her on social media, which to me sounds more like a cease and desist situation than a protective order. Allegedly, he has threatened her life and she feels as though she's in danger. According to Matt's lives, he claims that he just wants to be left alone. He's shared screenshots from emails that Christina is sending him because her number is blocked and it's the only way she can contact him. And poor Misty, she just cries a lot. And I feel sorry for her. Mark, I don't know what to say about Marky Mark. Give Misty's car back. Could you imagine, you guys, being a man, an alleged man, and having a woman purchase or finance, lease, whatever it is, a vehicle for you to use because you didn't have one, as Misty claims, and then after this person has been so kind to you to do these things for you, you break up with them via text and refuse to return the vehicle that is not legally yours. I had to lose my mind. First of all, I don't think there's a man in the world I would do that for, but I would lose my mind. The nerve and the audacity of people. I think we'll close this out with a recent live that Matt shared while he was in Virginia Beach. He claims that this was a mastermind manipulation tactic to use he and Misty financially and take advantage of them, and that he feels Christina and Mark targeted them over money and have attempted to claim all of these criminal charges, really threatening, harassing, fearing for your life, all for monetary purposes. He claims that Christina, you know, was well taken care of when they dated by him, and that Misty took good care of Mark. Clearly, he got a car. And that from the beginning, he feels Christina and Mark were in cahoots to come between he and Misty's marriage and use each of them for money. Money. Isn't it always about money? They say it's the root of all evil. Who knows? I mean, I quite like it myself, but I'm not wrecking marriages and committing crimes to get it. Because baby's got a career. And she can take care of herself. So, you know, let me know what you guys think of all of this absolute insane nonsense. I have reached out to Auntie, who has been doing amazing coverage of all of this nonsense, and I hope to have her on. I've also spoken briefly with Matt and invited him on. He seems open to the idea, so hopefully we can get that scheduled as well. If you hear my lawn care, guys, I apologize. It's quite obnoxious. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for hanging out with me in the morgue, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and I'll be back.